This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Beth, I'll get to you in just a second. Rick, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm a bit sickened and sad. Feel gutted right now.
Rick, speak up a little for me, will you? I can't hear you very well.
Yeah, I was saying, sorry, I'm a bit sad right now, and I feel sick and gutted, because I've received more bad news this morning, confirming my suspicions of what I suspected had happened last year, on or about the month of, anyway, last year.
What happened last year?
Well, I don't want to lose my opportunity to learn from you. I'll disclose that to you, but I also want to find out from you, because you're pretty wise. I've been listening to you since I was 16 years old. Get back on topic. You look nice too. I remember you when I was a teenager. I saw you, I think, on TV. Yeah, and you're from New York.
Well, I'm not from New York, but I live there now. All right, so Rick, thank you for all that. But what happened a year ago that's making you unhappy?
Oh yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, like the joke in the movie with Batman, he said, "You only know who your real friends are, and you know the true characters." I'm paraphrasing, of course. When they're in trouble, or when you're in trouble, or when they're about to die. So, I would like for you to explain to me how to spot someone who's a real friend, because I've learned in the past 8 years, a lot of people will, this sounds sociopathic, but you're not a dumb cookie. A lot of people out there will lure you in until you're in a precarious position, and then they'll pull you down further. Or some people, they present one thing to gain your trust, and then once you're in danger, well, it's kind of repeating the same thing, they pull you down further, and then
okay.
Like, well, for instance, you've been here too long now, but you told me I could stay as long as I want, not to sign the contract or renewing my lease. And, you know, people orchestrate things I've learned.
All right, wait. Rather than dealing with generalities, because what you don't want to be, you know, there's the old joke about just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you, which is probably the wrong thing to say to you. But, Rick, let's get back to your initial question, because I think it's a really important one, of how do you know who your real friends are? And the answer to a certain extent is I'm not sure that we do. As you put, and I think that there's a different way of thinking about friendship. That there are, you know, that you've heard they're fair weather friends. They're people who are really fun to hang out with, and they're always good for going to a movie, and they know great jokes. And as long as their life's going okay and your life's going okay, they're there for you. And that doesn't mean that they're not friends. It just means that they're a very limited kind of friend. There are probably people who are a little crankier, a little bristlier, that are on a day-to-day basis may be difficult to deal with, but when you really need somebody, when you're really up against it, they're the people that you can call on. That's a different category of friend. I think part of what we look for in our life, which is our problem, Rick, is we look for somebody who will always be there for us, and that's a tricky thing. So what I would suggest is rather than be angry with your friends or view yourself as gullible, understand that everybody basically watches out for their own best interest, which they should. There's nothing wrong with that. Because if you start watching out for somebody else's best interest, who's going to watch out for yours? And so it doesn't mean you have to be mean. It doesn't mean you have to be selfish. It just means that your well-being is your responsibility. So if you feel that way to begin with, then somebody who comes through for you in the clutch is gravy. It's great. If they don't, you can still take care of yourself. And those people who are... pardon me?
Oh, I hope I don't hear music coming, because I want to fill in the question.
Well, you're not, but I also have the feeling that you're not paying any attention to what I'm saying.
Well, I'm listening. Yeah.
All right. So what I'm saying is the best way to take good advantage of friendships, whatever, however they offer it, on whatever level, however limited or large, is to be self-reliant, to know that you can take care of yourself, so that you don't, you're not asking other people for money, you're not asking other people for shelter, you're not asking people for anything except friendship on whatever level they can offer it, because then friendships are safe and profitable. If you're looking for people who will rescue you or take care of you or care about you more than you care about or than they care about themselves, you're going to be disappointed a lot, because they have, their job is to take care of themselves, not to take care of you. So it just may be not that you have bad friends, or not that you're gullible, or not that you have poor taste in friends, but that you may be asking more of friendship than is realistic. Having said that, I think all of us have had the situation where we've been really disappointed in somebody that we thought was a really good friend and they weren't. But I think that most of us also have been surprised with somebody who really came through that we viewed as an acquaintance, and they came through. In fact, we were talking, you know, I was talking about September 11th last week, and that the people who called and to make sure I was okay were not necessarily the people that I would have expected to call. And the people who didn't call were people that sometimes I was really surprised that they didn't. But that says more about our expectations, Rick, than their behavior. So I think the answer is not to feel like, well, I'm really stupid and these people aren't really friends, as much as to make sure that you can take care of yourself, and therefore friends are kind of a wonderful addition to your life. And some of them, some of the people that you think will really be there for you will. Some of the people you think will really be there for you won't. Some of the people that you had no idea were going to be there for you will be. So I think it's much more about you, your expectations, your self-reliance, than it is about them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, okay. I think what you mean is, I thought deeply about that for a long time. But everything in the world is interconnected, and no man makes it alone, or man is an island.
Well, I think that, I don't know that that's really true. I know that's a very common statement, that no man is an island, and I think we're not islands. But that doesn't mean that the primary responsibility for the happiness in our lives doesn't rest solely with us. Rick, I think if you change, look, try it for a couple weeks. You don't have to buy what I'm selling, but try it for a couple weeks and just see if it doesn't change everything for you. Because you've got this huge black cloud over your head that says people are no damn good, you know, that I'm too trusting, and these people I thought would come through for me wouldn't, and it's really, the world is a stinky place, and that's not going to really attract people to you very much. If on the other hand you say, I am strong, I can take care of myself, that I will let people offer what they want to offer rather than ask things of them, although occasionally asking for some help is not a bad idea, but I think the more self-reliant you are, the more you find that your friends are there for you, and that they'll be able to surprise you in wonderful ways.
What was that? The more soft of a line I am? I missed it.
No, the more self-reliant you are, the more you can take care of yourself, the more you're not asking other people to take care of you, the more you'll find that people will surprise you in nice ways. I think you're asking too much from people.
Well, before we were strong enough, like in an audition, all these famous people on the red carpet, they relied on someone to give them a thumbs up to...
Not necessarily. That's what they say, because most of them aren't willing to say, look, I'm really tough and I fought my way to the top, that it's kind of socially acceptable. But if those people, you know, it's you know, they take care of themselves. And it's not to say that we don't have people that we can be grateful to. But I'm saying something very different than you're saying.
Well, I was independent because I paid the U-Haul company to keep my stuff safe in storage, and basically last year the police came to my friend's house. I told my friend, if you leave this borderline, it's fair game for them to toss me around outside.
Why did the police come to your friend's house?
Well, they claim, and as you know, you don't believe what police tell you. They came to the door, and first of all, the superintendent
right,
stinks of blood in order.
Ron, now you do hear the Rick. Now you do hear the news. When we come back, tell me why the police came to the door. All right? We'll do next. Beth, Ron, I'll get you to both 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
facebook.com/Dr. Joy Brown.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Auntie. We're talking with Rick, who's got, you know, not an uncommon concern of, gee, people I trusted turned out to be not very trustworthy. They weren't really very good friends. But you left me at sort of a provocative point. You said the cops showed up at your friend's house. Why did the cops show up at your friend's house?
I asked them, well, they said, well, when they stuck in her, said she would jump past the borderline of her front door, which I told her not to do.
Why did they show up in the first place, Rick?
Well, is it? I guess I'll cut to the end to make the story boring and shorten the story. They lie. They presented a false reason. They claim we're just here to make sure that she's safe. So they're implying that it's domestic.
Stop. So she was with you or with somebody else in the house?
She was with me on premises in her own private apartment. So,
but did somebody, were you guys arguing with each other?
Not at all, no.
Well, somebody,
people do sometimes, but that wasn't it. I can get...
Well, but the cops don't just sort of randomly wander around the neighborhood and sort of say, oh, I think I'll just stop in at this place. I mean, presumably, if they thought there was a domestic disturbance, it's because somebody called it in.
Well, so he goes, what's going on here? I ask him, what do you mean what's going on here? Right? Question with a question. He said, well, what's going on here? I go, I don't know what you mean. So someone gave us a phone call. I go, well, who was it? Oh,
yep.
It was anonymous, he says. I said, well
I just told, but Rick, I just told you that somebody called in a domestic disturbance call. That's why they showed up.
No, that's not why. That's the story. Why, Miss Joy? So,
well, then tell me why they did show up.
Well, if you know law, and you might because you're pretty smart, you know they lie all the time to legitimize their actions.
But
so
Rick,
later
there
on,
still had to be a reason. There had to be someone said that there were drugs there, there was guns there, that there were that there was a domestic violence going on there, that there was receiving stolen property. Cops, I mean, they're busy enough that they're not going to just kind of randomly think, well, you know, that's kind of an interesting door to knock on. They had to have some idea that there was a problem there. Somebody dined you.
Well,
somebody called in on you.
Yeah, what they had said is we had an anonymous phone call, and in response to that, in turn, I responded, well, ask the person who called you to tell you what's going on here.
Well, that's a good way to get yourself down at the headquarters for resisting arrest and being smart alecky to a cop. So fast forward. So what happened from that?
So from there, they questioned my friend in the hallway. They're like, how long have you known him for? How many languages does he speak? And what school did he go to? And now they're trying
Was she a minor?
A minor?
Yeah, how old is your friend?
Oh, no.
How old is your friend?
Well, I don't want to, she's not a minor.
Rick, what's your question to me in all this?
So basically, they came back about 3 weeks later.
Okay, I've given up on this. I'm never going to understand it. Tell me what the question is.
Well, how is my friend a real friend? When they returned, after she was trained with basic law to not consent to a search, if they're in your apartment without permission, ask them for a warrant. If they cannot produce the warrant,
because she was scared. What else do you want to know? She was scared, and people respond without thinking necessarily when they're scared. What
well,
else
they threatened
know?
Her. They're going to get in one way or the other. And I taught.
So I told you, Rick. I just answered your question. She was scared.
That's
people do all
so
sorts of silly things. All right, so what else could I help you with?
Okay, wow.
But Rick, she wasn't betraying you. She was watching out for her own best interest. And if you expect other people to watch out for your interest in front of yours, in front of their own, you're going to be disappointed a lot. That's not how people behave. That's not how they should behave. That you're going to watch out for your best interest. She's going to watch out for hers. And what you want is people in your life so that there's no conflict between what they want for themselves and what you want for yourself. And that's the basis of friendship. That's when we talk about communality and shared interest. But, I mean, expecting someone to put themselves in jeopardy to save you, it doesn't happen very often,
but
nor should it.
Dr. Joy?
Yes?
You're around?
I am. Rick, I'm running out of patience because I don't have the feeling that you're focused on anything on this.
Dr. Joy, she's not in trouble because, as you know, because you're a smart cookie, as I've known since I was a teenager, if she had, if they could be in there, they would be in there, meaning they would have a warrant.
Not necessarily.
Not
necessarily. Rick, I think you and I need to go. We went to different law schools. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Ron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Ron.
Dr. Joy, what you were talking about before about the NFL, mm-hmm. I was telling Shane that a podiatrist was trimming my toenails, and he wasn't doing it the way you should do it, but he knew what he was doing, and he just said to me, don't do as I do as I say. But I just don't know if that's appropriate in the NFL thing. Who knows what actually happened anyway until it all comes down. And I really hope that that commissioner wasn't lying.
About what? About Ray Rice?
No, yeah, about the Ray Rice thing.
Well, apparently he was. Apparently he was. That there's some pretty credible information that he had the same tape that we all saw last week. He had it in February.
He actually knew about it, and he said he didn't know about it, Dr. Joy.
Apparently that's the case. I don't know. I mean, as I said, I went to a different law school than Rick did. I'm being facetious. I'm not a lawyer. But apparently that's what's happening. That there were, and even on Friday there were, last Tuesday, there are a whole lot of reports that he'd seen the tape.
He came right out and said that he did not.
Yes, that is correct.
Specifically, to his knowledge, he did not. Nobody in his office or NFL.
That is correct.
Knew anything
that
about
is correct.
The
tape. Oh. Yeah. I know. Kind of frustrating, isn't it?
It's more than frustrating, Dr. Joy.
Well, because look, either way you look at it, Ron. And here's where my law school training comes in. I'm kidding, folks. That if he saw it and lied about it, that's a bad idea. But if he didn't see it, why didn't he see it? I mean, he's the commissioner. This is a big deal. I mean, they actually went to trial about it. And Ray Rice got a suspended sentence or something. So either way you look at it, either he's lying or he was incompetent. Either way, it doesn't look good for the Raj.
No, but the former is far worse than the latter, I think, Dr. George.
Well, and I think most people think it is the former. It came out on Tuesday. It was alluded to all last week. There were people who said that he'd seen it. So,
well, I assume that in the final analysis, if it sounds like what you're saying, it'll come out that in fact that's what he did in fact lie. So
yeah, well, but it's interesting because if you look at today's issue. About the Adrian story, they're saying, well, you know, we suspended him for one game, but we're going to put him back in and see what the law says. And I don't know what that means. That if he's found innocent, I mean, they're pictures. How's he going to be found innocent? I don't know. I don't know. Ron, I don't know how much of an NFL fan you are, but I think that things like this make one sort of feel that this is not an all-American game, that this is an all-American business, and that the bottom line is the only thing that counts, which may have been naive of us to think anything else. If you want to stay on and talk with me more, Ron, hang on. I'll put Jade on your case, and if not, thank you for calling, sir. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Beth, what happened? We were having such a terrible time with Beth's phone today. Folks, if you're going to call, which I hope you do, if you've got a landline, and I know lots of people don't have landlines anymore, so that's okay. I mean, we're not going to discriminate against you. But if you're in a place where we can hear you and you can hear us, don't pace around. And I know you can get nervous sometimes, but it's just really frustrating, I'm sure, to you to be on hold and then to not be able to be heard. And it drives me nuts as well, so... And if you've got a landline, that's great. If you're in a car, please pull over for a whole bunch of reasons, not the least of which is I don't need to hear a collision in the middle of it. In many states, it's illegal to do that. So, all right, we've got about 20 minutes or so left in the hour. So if you want to call, it's not a bad time to call. 855-99-37569. Okay, let's look. We've got people on Facebook who wanted to respond about what the NFL's position should be on behavior off the field.
Right. Dan writes in and says, the question I should pose again is, should the NFL do anything about private off-the-field behavior, and if so, what and when? Dan says, I think so. Disciplining a child is important, and Adrian Peterson may have gone a bit overboard. And then he says, think he'll ever do it again? I don't. So
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it depends. That's a good question.
Yeah.
It depends on whether he thinks it's right and he feels that he's just been persecuted.
Yep.
If he doesn't know any other way of dealing with it, if it was a behavior that was out of control, that it was not sort of well thought out, it was just responding in anger. So I think that's a comforting thought, but I'm not sure that it has any reality to it.
I agree. Like I was saying earlier, I really truly don't think he was, or that he thought he was doing anything wrong. I think this is the way he was raised, and he legitimately, I think, thinks that he was doing the child a benefit by teaching them a lesson. You know what I mean? And there is that.
Yeah, no, I know. And yeah. And I'm surprised someone hasn't called up and said, you know, the biblical thing of spare the rod, spoil the child.
Yep, yep.
But there's also, I mean, again, I think we've evolved to the point where that we are a little more sophisticated than that, that we understand that we are
absolutely.
We are better educated, we see ourselves as having more options. That as a society, I mean, there are all sorts of things that we used to do that we now look upon and think, my goodness, how did that happen? I mean, I did something last week that said, if you just look at some of the things that your parents did, they go to jail for it today. And I think that doesn't mean that our parents were idiots. It just means that the rules change. And I think in Sweden, for example, it's against the law. You go to jail for spanking your kid.
Yep.
And it's not saying we're a permissive society, although you could argue that. It's saying that there are better ways, that all hitting does is create violence
more
and
hitting,
the notion that somehow big people can hit little people, and the thing to do is to just not get caught, as opposed to explaining why, you know, you don't. There's certainly better ways of dealing with a kid being violent toward his younger brother or sister than slugging him, because all it says is if you're bigger you can slug,
right?
And I don't think that's what he did to begin with
in the first place, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to tell you too, you know, you had asked the question earlier about what, you know, what people do to discipline their own children,
right?
And it's something we haven't gotten much of a response on yet, but personally, my five-year-old, I'll tell you what really works on him, and I'll let you tell me if this is right or wrong, but he has a little iPod Touch that he uses, and he loves to play games on there and that sort of thing. Nothing tears him up more than to have that taken away, and it works much better than anything else. All his mother and I have to say is, you know, if he does something wrong, all right, you can't have the iPod for, you know, depending on how bad it was, the rest of the day or a couple hours or whatever. And man,
see,
it tears him up.
I the story of before I had, and again, I've got gobs of brothers and sisters, so I was, you're not the boss of me. I grew up with that, but. One of the sort of quintessential memories that I had before I had a daughter was that I was at a friend's house and his daughter came into the room and she took a cookie and her father raised his eyebrow, one eyebrow, and she burst into tears. And I said, enjoy that. That's going to last for another 15 or 20 seconds.
Right, exactly.
But one of the ways that I have of dealing with that whole issue of discipline is saying to the kid, this is, first of all, I learned very quickly, you don't say to a kid, did you do this? Because most kids will lie.
Right.
And then you've got that double whammy of, you know, if I believe them, then I'm naive and they got away with something. If, God forbid, I punish them and they didn't do it, then they're martyrs. So what I would say, I have never asked a kid, did you do it? I'll say, if this happens again, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And when I know that child or somebody, I say, what do you think is an appropriate punishment? And of course, any kid worth their Reeboks is going to say, I don't know. Say, well, look, I'll tell you what, you can come up with something or I can come up with something. And kids will quite often come up with something much more draconian than you'll come up with.
No kidding.
Give them, yeah. Plus, and that's the point is we're not trying to punish our children.
Right.
We're trying to teach our children.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We're trying to socialize them. So saying to a kid, tell me what you did wrong and tell me what you think an appropriate punishment is a very effective way of, among other things, understanding what your kid's doing and thinking, which is a very valuable thing if you're going to be a parent. And because the punishment that works on one kid may or may not work on another kid.
Right.
So I'm a great fan of doing that really sneaky thing of
what do you think the appropriate punishment is. See, I learned something
like,
new today.
There you go. Well, that's kind of the point. All right, so what have we got from NFL? And then we can go, I thought we'd probably do NFL today, and then we'll talk about punishment, which is a broader thing tomorrow. I do think maybe we should have a pool about how long Roger Goodell is going to keep his job.
Right.
I think if I were here, I wouldn't buy unripe bananas at this particular moment.
We also have Debbie who writes in and says, I'm torn because Ray Rice's girlfriend obviously forgave him, and they are privately working it out. But when Bill Clinton, let's see, how does she put it, busted for his affair with Monica, he left and told us that his private life has nothing to do with his job. So there's the dilemma. Either public people have to be held accountable for their private lives or not.
I think consensual sex. I mean, I'm the last person that is in favor of adultery.
Right.
But consensual sex with adults is different than knocking somebody unconscious.
Yep.
And I think we have to make that distinction. I know that there was somebody who came out and said, well, yelling at the kid is as destructive as smacking the kid. And I would take issue with that. I don't think it's the same.
Yep.
I think that yelling at your kid is not a very nice thing, and trying to humiliate your kid is really childish and mean-spirited. But it's different than clocking somebody.
Exactly.
I refused. It's just not the same. It's just not the same. And I think that neither of them are very nice. But you're not going to kill somebody by saying, boy, that's stupid. It's different than taking a baseball hat to somebody, or a baseball bat, or a baseball hat, I suppose, to somebody. So
I'll tell you, too, this is something maybe that you can shed some light on, Dr. Joy. I had a lot of people I noticed on my personal Facebook this last weekend. Being in Minnesota, of course, this was a big deal.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were saying, you know, what Adrian did was worse than what Ray Rice did. And to me,
because it was a kid.
Well, right. But to me, that kind of sounds a little crazy, too, because I get back to, I really feel that Ray Rice could have killed this woman.
Yeah. Well, certainly, there are kids who've died. There are people who've died from being beaten as well.
Right, right.
But I don't think either. I don't think it has to be competitive.
I agree.
Violence.
I agree.
I think that both are that we try and take care of people that we love, and beating up on somebody just doesn't have a place in that. And a parent who smacks their kid and says, "I'm doing this because I love you," is teaching your child that love hurts. And I don't think that's what we want to teach our kids under any circumstances, no matter how egregious their behavior, of I love you, therefore I can hurt you. It's a bad formulation. It really is.
I couldn't agree more.
It's not accurate. It's not fair. It's not reasonable. It's not loving. That love should feel safe and fun and warm and nurturing, not dangerous. And when you smack your kid and saying, I'm doing this because I love you, I think you're damaging their psyche. And you're teaching them how to parent in the most negative possible way. That fear is somehow associated with love. And it shouldn't be. It really shouldn't.
I've heard, you know, people use the argument, too, that, well, this is the way he was raised.
Well, I think that may be the case, and I actually said that about Ray Rice last week.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't make it okay.
No.
That's why adulthood was invented.
Yeah.
If your parents hitting you upside the head every night at 6 doesn't mean that you go ahead and hit yourself upside the head at 6.
Right.
Or that you hit anybody else upside the head at 6. That's the whole point about adulthood, is that you can look and say, okay, this makes some sense, this makes no sense. We are not creatures that are completely implanted with a notion that we are beyond our genetic material, that we have a big fancy cortex, a brain on top of everything else that can say, no, that doesn't make any sense. And that's why I think Chris Carter deserves a real shout out, because he said, okay, this is how I was raised and it was wrong, and I'm not blaming my mom, but I will never do this to my kids. There should be a different way of behaving, and he's right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-DR-JOY. Just got an email from somebody who said, oh, they couldn't listen to me in Shanghai last week. Shane, we should probably check on this. Apparently, TuneIn is downloaded only to the 5th, so we need to check about TuneIn.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
If you go to drjoy.com now, you can get the podcast and you can listen live. Okay? There we go. And Jacques, my fan, is saying he's off to Peking tomorrow, a 3-day trip. And then off to Quebec City. So hopefully all is taken, all is going well. All right. So the point being that I'm sorry it just took a little bit longer than we expected to switch over. Electronics are fantastic, as long as they work well. And when they don't, I mean, I don't know about you, but every time I switch phones, it takes like 4 days.
Exactly, you know, to get everything.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not phobic about this, and I, you know how to do it, and it still doesn't make any difference.
Yep.
You know, just keep messing with it. Alrighty, so let's in the final, the waning moments of today's program, talk about. So, did we finish up all the NFL stuff? Or no, I thought we had a couple more NFL.
Yeah, we had one more comment on there. A listener who wants us to omit their name said the boundary is when a criminal law is violated in the NFL, the military, or Wall Street. Should be reported for investigation, prosecution, and jurisdiction. Adjudication. As with all violation of law or harmful acts, decision makers selectively report, law enforcement selectively investigate, and prosecutors selectively prosecute. So basically they're kind of saying that,
rich guys get away with stuff.
Right, exactly, yeah, kind of what we were saying, you know, and he's, I think, trying to make the point that this is what should happen, but maybe is
well,
not
you know
what does happen.
This is when having just bad mouth. I wasn't actually bad mouthing per se electronics, but that's what's changed the world. I've said before, at one point in my career, I worked on the classified part of the space program, and I had a clearance that it was illegal to admit to. I don't think it is anymore. But if I go to jail,
that's
you'll know
awesome.
Why. That's it was. Yeah, it was. So and the time our enemy. Quote, at the time, was Russia. And the assumption was, from the time I got the classified above Q, which is weapons, that from the time I got that material to the time that the enemy had it, was on average, would you like to guess how long?
Oh, boy.
Yes, just pick a guess. I mean, there's no reason that you would actually know this, so just take a guess.
10 days.
Not bad. 6 weeks.
Wow, no kidding.
Okay, and that's the most highly classified stuff. I mean, this is not secret or top secret or, you know, this is burned before reading shoot self. I mean, this was the super. Okay. The assumptions now are about 6 seconds. And you know what changed everything?
No kidding.
Was once keyboards came out in Chinese, all bets were off for security issues. It's what changed. It's what toppled the government of Egypt. And clearly it's what's given the NFL a hard time is that people can look at a tape and they can look at it simultaneously. It can go viral. So lots of people have access to information. So we're no longer dependent on the hospital or the police or the newspapers or the television, that it can be online, which means whistleblowers have more clout now than they ever have before, probably in the history of the world, because they can disseminate information without essentially going through the power structure at all. Now, the problem about that, that's good news in theory, but the bad news is that stuff that's true, partially true, and not true at all can also be disseminated very quickly. And the problem about the internet, it's things that are true, partially true, and not true at all look in the same typeface. So we probably have to be a little careful about what we believe and when we believe it. But the notion that somehow you have to convince a prosecutor or that you have to convince the newspaper, you have to convince a television station, have come and those days have come and gone. And Shane, in some ways, it's what you were talking about earlier, I guess last hour, which is that it's not only the NFL, and it's not only the players, and it's not only, but it's also the public of saying, you know, we're not going to support thuggery. That you may be our team and we really love it when you win, but not when the people that we're rooting for on the team are animals off the field. That they carry loaded guns or they beat each other up or they beat their loved ones up or they beat on children or they rob convenience stores or they shoot at each other. That there needs to be, I think, some sense, and I think you're exactly right. It's very easy to sit back and say, well, the NFL should be policing its own. And, I mean, I can remember being at a party a couple of years ago, and they read this article. They said, this is a group that has this many felons, this many convicted, you know, this many indicted, this many convicted, this many fined. And everybody, and they said, what group is it? And everybody said, the NFL. It was Congress.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah. not a happy thing. And I mean, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen four or five, a couple of people who ran for president gone to jail, a couple of mayors. I mean, so the idea that somehow the NFL are the evil incarnate in American society is naive, to say the least. And if we really want to change society, if we really do want to evolve into kinder, gentler people, sort of less violent, more human, more loving, that we have to take responsibility for it as well.
It has to start with us,
And vote with your feet, vote with your pocketbook. And, you know, the Nike saying, well, okay, we don't want you representing us anymore. Or Wheaties saying, you know, we're not going to put you in our box is part of it. But part of it is us saying, you know what, I don't think this is okay. I'm not going to support you to do this. That there needs to be some portion of the ticket sales that go to anger management or sensitivity training or some kind. And there needs to be something. I mean, the military has done an okay job, not a startlingly great job, but a better job of it. Because it used to be, if you sought counseling in the military, your career was essentially over. And that has changed. It hasn't changed as much as it should, but it's changed a little bit. And certainly the military is a very structured, hidebound institution that is very paternalistic. And again, an organization that is really manifests violent behavior, presumably to other countries and enemies of the United States, but violent behavior nonetheless, and understood for certainly the last couple of decades that there's a problem about taking young men and saying, okay, shoot at anything that moves, and then bringing them home and saying, okay, now be a suburban house husband. You know, that there is a problem in there. And really, for the first time in the military, that they're actually taking it very seriously, and people of rank, intelligence, and power were saying, okay, we're going to deal with this on a different level. All right, folks, you can respond online at Facebook, where you can send me an email, and you can always call me, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.